another ooky spooky session. This is your reading for March 14th. If you would like to see the spreads, LBX Media Net on Instagram, it will be posted in the stories. Today, like every Thursday, I use tarot by any means necessary. So let's get right into it. The theme today for tarot is the reversed tower. It's a card of that symbolizes like delaying disaster. The tool card is the Nine of Swords, which is like reaching a breaking point. The obstacle card is the Five of Pentacles reversed, which is recovering from loss. Our underscore today is the Four of Swords. It's a reminder to keep your plans and ideas to yourself for the time being. On the Oracle side, the theme card is the Milk Moon Witch. It's a card that symbolizes the tides turning, usually in our favor. The blessing is the Arts and Crafts card, which creating your vision. And the obstacle is the Consecrate Tools card, which is a reminder to take ownership of things. The moon phase, waxing crescent, as it will be for the rest of the week, has been all week. This is the time to act. So if you have plans that are set and, you know, ready for implementation, this is the time to do it. All right. Now, before I start the whole putting it all together, the think of that decision, you know, it could be something as simple as, like, I don't know, stopping and getting a six-pack of my favorite cider on the way home or something. I don't know. Whatever the case is. Let's keep it simple for the time being. So get that question in your mind and hold it there, and we'll get the coin decision. We'll get the coin decision later on. All right, so let's put this whole thing together. It's been a shitty week. It's unfortunate, and the trend is continuing. So our tarot theme today is one of trying our just fucking hardest to avoid an impending inevitable disaster. And this is not in the sense of being strong and resilient and, you know, keeping your shit together. This isn't that kind of avoiding disaster. Coming crashing down does not necessarily mean that all hope is lost. It doesn't even, like, it's okay to, for, if it's not working, you know, it's okay for things to not work. The Oracle theme is a suggestion that while we don't have the answers that we need at this exact moment, there is coming clarity. Is it possible that the answers that we need for whatever's weighing on our minds, is that on the other side of the collapse that we're avoiding? Just food for thought. The Tool and Blessing cards work really well in tandem here. So the Tool card from the tarot is one of being very cognizant of the difficulty and uncertainty that surrounds us, while the Blessing is a reminder of the remedy. Whatever issues that we have, we need to deal with them in our own ways. Earlier in the week, we had a card from Oracle that was a reminder to not let the methodologies of other people weigh us down if they don't work for us. If not everything's prescriptive and it or regimented and works for everyone if you follow the script, so to speak. So sunk cost fallacy comes into play here. If we know that something isn't working, like, why are we avoiding the collapse of it, of that thing, that sunk cost fallacy? Like, well, I've committed this far, might as well keep going. I gotta see it through to the end. Well, you know, maybe the end is just you not giving it any more time and attention. It's not a great thing to hear. I know. A good way that we always said it in the military was embracing the suck. Yeah, it sucks. Fucking embrace it. You're going to have to deal with it. The quickest way over or around something unpleasant is to go through it. Sort of adage that really helped me a lot as I was going through my own recovery journey was that you can only get halfway into hell before you start coming out. So, you know, embrace the suck. Yeah, it sucks, but we're all here. So the obstacles. The obstacle that we get from the tarot is a very stern reminder that the journey we're on takes time. No matter how eager one might feel about wanting to be where they want to be, wanting to be there does not mean you are there, if that makes sense. So let's not get ahead of ourselves. And the point of today's reading essentially is to ditch the illusions that the shit that we're doing right now is working, and let's make our own plan and trust the process that we design. And the Oracle obstacle is similar in that it's a reminder that whatever it is, commit fully to this undertaking. Serious changes, serious goals require serious commitments. Don't just trust the process, own the process. It's yours. You made this, you know what's best for you. And the underscore is the perfect reminder here. To keep a lid on things for the time being, maybe the present environment, most likely like the people around you or your current financial situation, your housing situation, whatever the case is, the present environment is not suitable to be open with the serious undertaking that you're committing to. So keep it to yourself for now. And the moon phase is a reminder to keep moving. So, you know, when you put those two things together, or when you put all of it together, slow progress is still progress. Real G's move in silence like lasagna. I really wanted to work that one in again. I'm glad I did. All right. Now, the stone that I pulled for today is the yellow jasper. It's good for its best uses are calming stress and anxiety, promoting creativity, and as a kind of anchor for your emotions, for your mind, your heart, your soul, whatever, all of it. And when you're in tumultuous, uncertain situations, this is your anchor. All right, so do you have that question in your mind? I don't know. Are you going to text that cute person? I don't know. Well, the coin flip's a no, so don't do it. Whatever it was you were thinking of. I don't know. Yeah. Man, not bad. Any questions, comments, concerns, 833-LUX-PODS. Call or text. If you call, it goes to voicemail. If you want, I can cut your audio in. I don't have to. It's up to you. Either way, if you would like, this is on a really limited basis, but if you do want a more personal reading, it can be arranged. But that's not something I do a lot. Just time consuming. But yeah, let's see. If you want to see how all of this is put together, I have a pretty intricate little ritual ceremony situation that when I put all of these together. And yeah, how everything lines up becomes less I don't know. I try my best to be objective and, you know, be... Try to keep a healthy amount of skepticism regarding a lot of this stuff. But you can see how I do it. And you can see it for yourself. I'm not fucking rigging anything. I'm not pulling particular cards. I'm not switching them around. I have multiple decks, and they get the ever-loving fuck shuffled out of them. So, and same thing with, like, picking out a stone. You know what? Fuck, I'm not telling you everything. Go patreon.com/lvxmedianet. The Ooky Spooky tier will get you access to those videos. I have, want to say, 4 of them up right now. I post them every Friday or Saturday, either just at the end of the week. That's when they're all put together. What else we got? It's Thursday. There's some MMA show coming out this tomorrow. Progressive Patriots just did a really awesome interview regarding some problems that veterans are dealing with. So Progressive Patriots, if you want to check that out. LVXmedia.net, the website. You can go there. Everything that I do, we all do, is there. So, you know, enjoy that. I already gave you the socials. I gave you the Patreon fucking phone number. I believe that's gonna do it. Boxing records, our B-Sides records this weekend. We recorded Hard Shell Tacos yesterday, so that'll be out soon as well. So that's gonna do it. I will see you tomorrow. We'll wrap up the week at the same ooky time, same spooky place. See you then.